Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, here we are. We're coming to the last part of today's program. And, just focusing more on the love of God. Again, of course, if you haven't yet gotten the book, Crazy Love, you got to get it. It's the latest edition, the revised and updated version from Francis Chan. And it is so challenging, even to that point that I know that you're going to be talking even another angle. Yeah. Of understanding the magnitude of God helps us understand the lessitude of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And there's so many things going on in the world. Of course, joining me is Pat Hamilton and Steve Kalaszewski in this last part of our program. And, there's so many things going on in the world today that can be overwhelming to you. I mean, you don't even know what – you just look and you think, do I pray about the 3,000th thing, or do I praise about the 4,000th thing?
Right.
I mean, and if I do pray about the 10,000th thing that's going on at this very moment, what do I pray? And you just, all of a sudden, you just get overwhelmed, overwhelmed in the context of, I used to, when there was two or three things going on in the world and happening, I could just pray.
Yeah.
But, a place of overwhelmingness, and everybody hits those times in their life that's overwhelming. And if you've been paying attention at all of what's happening in society and America and our community and family and just Israel, that you think, there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And, how do I pray? Right. And we've talked about the Holy Spirit, and when Jesus was leaving the earth, and he had one last meeting with his disciples. He explained to them, listen, I don't want you to do anything. And I want you, until you just go here and wait, because I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and power, and don't do anything or say anything until that happens. And that did happen. And we've talked about that before, and hopefully there's some related links to that. But also we have a series that was taught on that. Pat will be telling us what that is in just a moment that will really encourage you. But this is very encouraging, because when in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, it talks about those kind of moments. It talks about the kind of moments that we're talking about. I mean, you think, now I'm just gathering information. That's all I'm doing, because I can't pray. I don't know how to pray. There's so many things going on. All I can do is just say, Jesus, But he talks about in Romans 8:26, he says, talking about the Holy Spirit, he says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but, think about that, we do not know what we ought to pray, but, here's the answer, the Spirit himself prays. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
Mm-hmm. How about the promise?
The promise, called The Promise is the series. You need to hear it. If you have not experienced the promise, he said, wait for the promise. And so right here, this is a point that so many things are going on. You don't even know what to pray. He's talking about, Paul's talking to the church in Rome here. He said that stop this praying in your head for a moment, because now your head's overwhelmed. Mm. Your neuroreceptors are firing off and you're trying to run for a ball of Prozac or something.
Easy to do.
Right. Instead of saying, I don't know what I need to pray. And he says, don't worry about that, because the promise, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, he will pray for you. Mm-hmm. It's almost like groanings. I mean, there was times I remember this, and you live life long enough, you'll groan.
Oh, yeah.
Things happen. And I remember I was in law enforcement, and I came to a Wednesday night gathering that was taking place. And I didn't know. I really just had nothing in me to pray, but I was just so broken. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I literally in my gut, my spirit, man, just kind of groaned, just kind of like, not loud enough, just like, And it was just, the Holy Spirit just began to just, and that's what it was. It wasn't this other side, but it was just like this. And over that period of moment while I was praying, The Holy Spirit knew exactly what to pray, mm-hmm. what needed to be done in my life to deliver me from whatever was going on at the time. And when that was all done, I mean, I was a new person.
Wow.
It was amazing. So often everybody's trying to pray out some articulated intellectual prayer, but mm-hmm. understand Paul talks about praying in your head. You can pray with reason and you can pray in the spirit. But when you pray in reason, I mean, that's good. It's profitable. But praying in the spirit,
it's very limiting.
It's very limiting, especially depending on your vocabulary. And especially think about today. I mean, all these things are going on in Israel and the caliphates and the economy and just what's happening with just things you thought would never happen are not only happening, but a whole bunch of them are happening. Mm-hmm. You know, our borders kind of flowing over, like the sea of humanity pouring over our borders. God speaking, downloading all kinds of things. He's speaking to us, and I thank God for his voice. But it's kind of like, wow. But he says, the Spirit himself in our weakness, and when we're at that point, we're weak. In our weakness, he will actually intercede for us. Listen, we don't even know what we should be praying at that particular time, but the Spirit himself prays, intercedes for us with groans that cannot be expressed. And, he goes on to say, and verse 27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. But the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the will of God. So not only or you're thinking like, I don't know, I'm going to mess this thing up. Should I pray, you know, against them folks? Should I pray, you know, that is attacking Israel? Should I pray for them because God loves them and they need to be saved and there needs to be a revival breakout in the Arab world, you know, or should I just pray for Israel in the context? Should I pray for wisdom? You know, should I pray for their salvation? You know, we're just talking Middle East prayers here,
right? Yeah, right.
You know, I know I need to pray for the people in Liberia because they have this horrific Ebola disease going on. It's like, dear Lord, you know, heal these folks, stop this plague. Oh, I know the borders got this MS-12 gangs pouring over the borders and Hamas and ISIS cutting heads off. Oh, I got to pray for James Foley's parents. My goodness, my heart's so broke. You know, how do I, Lord, comfort, you know, his parents? I mean, what this martyr for God and what happened in the Middle East.
Right.
Like, oh, there's another behead. Oh, dear Lord, pray for that. And then I was like, oh, my goodness, Colleen in Oklahoma, she went to work. She's 57 years old, and a coworker gets fired and comes back and decapitates her, cuts her head out. You're just like groaning. You're going like your whole spirit's just like you're just weakened. You're thinking, this is not good. I feel like maybe I'm about to be taken out. And the truth is, if we turn to the promise and turn to the Spirit of God will pray through us, something that our brain can understand. And the Spirit of God understands, God's Spirit understands exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying. Mm. And it's always the will of God in that situation.
Mm.
That's so powerful because I don't know if you're feeling that when you're seeing all these things going on.
It's overwhelming.
It's just like, help the world, God.
Help the world, just help the world, people.
Yeah. Bless this food, Jesus. You know, and we're praying out of our head at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have diverted, and we should always pray. He says, "You build yourself up in the faith by praying in the Spirit." And so, when God gave us His Spirit, He baptized us, as Jesus said, with the Holy Spirit. That gave them power to be witnesses, but He also gave them the ability to even though their mind is locking up, it doesn't matter, even though that they're weak. I mean, I think Paul's writing some of this stuff from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And you're weakened because maybe you're struggling with some sort of sickness, or you're just tired, or maybe you're overworked, or maybe it's difficult being a spouse in today's world, or a parent, or, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is, but you're just kind of like at the end of yourself. If you look at this thing in the natural, you're going to crash. That's what the goal. Mm-hmm. The goal of the adversary is to crash you. You may not crash physically, but you can crash emotionally. You can crash, you know, mentally. You can crash. You know, you could see, you know, Pat running around trying to catch butterflies with a net.
Yeah, right.
Right. Something's not right. He's not wearing his Saints jersey.
He's in the grip.
He's in the grip. In the grip. And so he tells us that at moments like that, when we're weak and we don't know what to pray, that the Spirit of God that's in us knows what to pray. And as far as like, okay, whatever my mind's thinking, whatever news and events are coming my way, I'm just going to shut that down. I'm going to allow the actual specific will of God to come out of me, because I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to pray through me. And when he prays, he actually knows the mind of the Spirit. So God is in tune with his Spirit inside of us. And we might not understand what we're praying at that time, but God's going right on. Oh, that was so good. Yeah. That was just beautiful. You know, I mean, you can't take credit for it because you don't know necessarily, you know, what it is. But for something at those moments, what happens is you get built up in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you do is credit it to God, because God fulfilled his word in your life. And if you do not have the promise, you can get the promise. You need to go to VFNTV.com and realize every one of our partners out there that partner with us, I think it's $9.95 a month is all it is. You have access to all that stuff. It's all yours. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is our partners and sponsors that help make this all possible. And we want to be able to feed you with as much encouraging things as we can. There's a lot more than just what's on the torch, the VFN torch, and VFNTV.com. We have a whole area of green room, of teachings and things to encourage you at VFNTV.com. Partner today. You need to be encouraged. Believe me, for the price of a couple cappuccinos in your partnership, you help to have this encouragement continue to go. But now you just think, if you're listening right now, you're thinking, that is so right. That's exactly what I needed to know. I was coming to the end of myself. You would not have heard that if VFNTV, the data radio program, was not on. You heard that because sponsors and partners stand with us, and they said, I will be here for you. Now, the question is, will you be there for someone else? Make sure, go to VFNTV.com and become a partner today. $9.95 a month. The price of two cappuccinos can keep this all month long coming into yours and a multitude's life. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.